Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate approves a deal raising the debt ceiling last night and averting default on our national debt. The 63-36 vote had 4 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and 1 independent voting no. The bill now goes to President Biden's desk ahead of Monday's deadline. Chair of the Senate Republican Policy Committee, Joni Ernst, has a feature called Open the Books. It reveals where American taxpayer money is going, and recently revealed money earmarked for American farmers is actually going to adversaries of the USA. Over the last handful of years, $490 million went to Chinese food producers and $870 million to Russian food entities. John Boyd Jr. on Fox News is the president of the National Black Farmers Association.
You know, it's a real slap in the face here. This administration didn't stop farm foreclosures by putting in a farm moratorium that I've requested time and time again for direct loans and guaranteed loans and other agricultural lenders. So right now we're losing our farms in America. Why can't we help America's farmers at home first? And the Biden administration has failed American farmers right here in the United States.
Weather forecasters upgraded a disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico to a tropical depression last night, added it poses only a minimal chance of powering up into a tropical storm. Forecasters said central and south Florida could receive 1 to 3 inches of rain. Some areas could get up to 6 inches of rain, and flash flooding is possible. The tropical depression is north of western Cuba, traveling north into the Gulf of Mexico. The European Space Agency is hosting the first ever live stream of Mars from their orbiter circling the red planet 11,000 miles from the surface. Starting just before noon Eastern time today, expect new images every 50 seconds. Visit the ESA YouTube channel to look on. This is USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you snore when you sleep? If so, it could be a sign of something far worse.
Sleep apnea or snoring may be associated with reduced brain volume, according to a French study. The research reveals that severe sleep disordered breathing is linked to the shrinkage of a brain region related to memory. The study's lead author, a research officer at the National Institute of Health and Medical Research in France, warned that untreated sleep disorders could elevate the risk of dementia. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida teen Dev Shaw has won the 95th Scripps National Spelling Bee last night after a final with 11 other spellers. The 14-year-old scored on the winning word, semophile. It's a noun defined as an organism that prefers or thrives in sandy areas. Semophile. That starts with a P. Musician Billy Joel plans to end his residency at Madison Square Garden in New York City after more than a decade.
The piano man is moving his piano out of the venue as a monthly performer, insisting he won't be leaving town.
Despite what you've read, I'm selling my house in Long Island, but I'm not leaving New York. I'm just spending a little more time down in Florida, like old Jewish guys do from New York City.
Joel's last performance at the Garden in July of 2024 will mark his 150th show at the Garden. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We've got Roy Murdoch, the Project 21 founding member, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Roy, how are we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Where do we begin here? The culture is just in free fall madness. What do you say? We got the nuns of perpetual indulgence, right? Whose slogan is "Sin More," I guess. And the Dodgers—they don't know what to do with it. You know, they're on again, off again, they're back on again, and of course, all these entities, brand names that we've known and lived with in our lives and supported along the way, whether it's Disney, Target, and on, abandoning. Chick-fil-A. Wow. Chick-fil-A of all people who are closed on Sunday. You know. It's like, what is
remember
going on?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, followed by transgender stuff, though.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, hey, we're coming into June, Pride Month, and as was said the other day, Roy, which I think is quite ironic that here in America we reserve one day to honor those that paid the ultimate price for our liberties and our U.S. Constitution, but yet we give 30 days to LGBTQ.
Yeah, that is quite something, yep. And, you know, I think you're hearing, I think there's a backlash. There are many backlashes going on. One is the backlash on the part of parents who are not at all appreciative of seeing all this transgender stuff, you know, shoved down the throats of their kids. And it's one thing to talk about if adults want to, you know, dress up as women or dress up as men or dress up however they want to dress up. That's one thing. Getting, you know, 5-year-old kids and 7- and 10-year-old kids at libraries and classrooms to sit through drag queen story hour with the drag queens twerking their derrieres in the faces of the kids and the kids being encouraged to do their own strip pole moves and all that. That most people think that's a bit much. But I got to tell you, there are a lot of gay guys who are not at all appreciative of this concept of LGBTQIA plus SS. That's the new one in Canada. .. And every few months we add another letter and it will be up to probably the full alphabet before too long. There's this sort of, I think, increasing guilt by association, because someone on the left decided, you know, if you're not a heterosexual, you're going to take all the non-heterosexuals and create a giant pile of all those folks, and then just sort of group them together. And there are a lot of people who don't appreciate this. You know, I like to use the example, if you were, you know, to go to sleep one night, you wake up the next morning, and you learn you're not an American, you're now a member of the Canamexican community. And we're with Canadians, Americans, and Mexicans are all put in this big, big ball, Canamexicans.
Right.
And we're not Americans. We're not Canamexicans. And, you know, the Canamexican community does this. The Canamexican community just does that. There's no debate about it. There's no vote on it. You're just now part of the Canamexican community. Mm-hmm. I think there's something very similar to that. And there are a lot of gay guys who think, all right, well, you know, we're not chasing five-year-olds. We're not interested in 10-year-olds.
Exactly.
Why are we shoved into this great big pile with everybody else? And my fear is what's going to happen. I hope this doesn't happen. My fear is that some father's going to come home someday, and the mother's going to say, guess what happened to Johnny today? And Johnny says, well, Daddy, the teacher told me my name is really Janet, and I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And he's going to go into his gun locker. He's going to pull out an AR-47, and he's going to go to the AR-15, excuse me, and go to the closest gay bar he can find and open fire out of a sense of tremendous frustration. And I think the transgender people are putting bullseyes on the backs of normal gay people who have no interest in sleeping with kids and chasing little boys and girls around and telling them, you're not really a boy, you're a girl, you're not really a girl, you're a boy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this garbage has to stop, and I think Pride Month is the perfect time for the normal G's to have a full divorce from the rest of the GBTQI, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think that can start soon enough.
Yeah, you bring up an excellent point here, because the movement has been hijacked, and it's taken to its extremes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not having a sober conversation and a look-see like what you're proposing. But I have to imagine that, as you say, in the regular class, if you want to identify them as normal G's, then they've got to be frustrated and see where this is going. And this doesn't bode well.
Mm-mm. No,
because you're going to have a reaction. And we've already had a reaction, right? I mean, we had a father in Virginia whose daughter was raped in a gender optional bathroom at a high school.
Uh-huh.
And, all hell broke loose.
That's
and they
right.
were able to tap it down for a little bit. But I'll tell you, these frustrations, you're exactly right, Roy. They're bubbling.
They really are. And of course, to make matters worse, if you speak out and say, look, you know, this is absurd. Why are we doing this? Oh, you're terrible. You're a bigot. You're a transphobic,
yes.
blah, blah, blah. And I think a lot of you'd hear a lot more about this, but I think a lot of people are just terrified about opening their mouths and getting canceled, getting fired. If you run a store or a business, you get boycotted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the left has done a very good job of terrifying people into self-censorship. You know, you don't need government censorship if people censor themselves.
Exactly.
Sort of the privatization of censorship, and they've managed to do this. So rather than having an intelligent conversation about this, you know, you sort of roll our eyes, and then the transgender parade just continues. And again, to see, you think after the whole Dylan Mulvaney catastrophe that CEOs have said, all right, we're just going to find some way to step away from this. And the last few weeks, while Anheuser-Busch is melting down, you've had Kohl's jump on board, you've had Target jump on board, Chick-fil-A, to my astonishment, this is as far as I know, a Christian-based company.
Right.
They're on board, and so on and so on. North Face as well, North Face tire company, they've got some guy in a rainbow dress who comes out and says, I'm an actual homosexual, who then spins and pirouettes like a ballerina. And that guy makes Dylan Mulvaney look like Clint Eastwood, if you can believe that. Unbelievable. So the whole thing is astonishing. It's a lot to take all at one time, and every day there's more of it, not less of it.
Do you think that it just eventually just runs out of gas here? I mean, because this is really, in all practical purposes, it's unsustainable, isn't it? I mean, you got to imagine even people who may be bankrupt morally, if you want to put it in those terms, at some point you get to the end of yourself.
Well, I think we've not reached the bottom yet, and there are two reasons for that. One is that I think the ultimate step here is the normalization of pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And we already see people saying, well, they're not pedophiles. We don't want to make them uncomfortable. They're MAPS, which is minor attracted persons.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, let's not stigmatize them. Yeah, I think we should stigmatize pedophiles. You know, if you're an adult trying to sleep with children, you need to be stopped. And if you make such actions, you need to be arrested and thrown in jail, period.
Right.
Full stop.
Exactly.
Rather than agree on that, now that people say, well, hold on, they're not pedophiles, they're minor attracted persons, and let's not make them uncomfortable. and let's make them sweat. And so I think the next step is, okay, you know, let's have 40-year-old guys going out with the 12-year-old girls or 12-year-old boys or whatever it is, or maybe even eight or maybe six. You know, why have any age limit at all? I think that's where this is going, and the reason it's going that direction is I think this whole thing, gender theory, queer theory, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, this is being pushed by cultural Marxists who have an interest in overturning the Western civilization, pro-market, broadly Judeo-Christian society in which we live, mm-hmm. and creating a revolutionary Marxist, if not communist, government.
Right.
I think it's what's pushing all this stuff. This goes back to the Frankfurt School of the 1930s.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
yep, it
exactly. goes back to all that stuff. And mm-hmm. so I don't think it stops until what these people want is revolution. They want to see mayhem and chaos in the street mm-hmm. and the overthrow of the government as we know it and the installation of a Marxist revolutionary government.
Without a doubt. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
the American Fresh and Independent. Just the way you'd like to hear from us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Jeroy Murdoch continues as our guest. He's the Project 21 founding member, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. The amount of participants in the GOP president sweepstakes, continues, and I want to hone in on Tim Scott and what you wrote about his character. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple broad points on the fact that the field keeps getting bigger and bigger. I like Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump. I'm a fan of his. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it made a final decision in the primary, but I know there are a lot of people who don't like him. And if you're opposed to Donald J. Trump, it seems to me that the non-Trump or even anti-Trump people, they would be very smart to get behind one candidate. So there's Trump, and here's the alternative to Trump. Every time somebody new gets in, whether it's Tim Scott or I hear Governor Sununu may be jumping in, that just divides the anti-Trump vote even more broadly. It makes it makes it easier for him to win primaries, especially the winner-take-all primaries. So if this is designed as an effort to stop Trump at all, it is making it easier for him to win the nomination, for better or worse. I think probably for better. As for Tim Scott, I think it's fascinating to look at the response on the part of the left. You know, rather than saying this is agree or disagree, here's a guy who's up from poverty, single mom, home, growing up in a very small two-bedroom house, or two-room house, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Boy, this is an example of America, black folks in America, either overcoming or either have overcome or are overcoming. The response from the left, you know, Joy Behar said it's systemic racism, and that Tim Scott doesn't get it. Neither does Clarence Thomas, and that's why the Republicans. Professor Mark Anthony Neal of Duke University, he said on Twitter very ungrammatically, Tim Scott acting like he the only black person in America who had a parent or grandparent worked 16-hour days at minimum wages. A self-proclaimed progressive attorney Democrat named Ed Hull. Ed Hull said about Tim Scott, Uncle Tim is an Uncle Tom. I mean, really nasty, ugly, horrible comments. Totally disrespectful. And I think, frankly, racist. If he were white, they might say we'd disagree with his views on taxes, or he really needs to spend more money, or why doesn't he care more about the poor, or whatever it might be. But they wouldn't attack him as a bad white person. Nobody ever says Joe Biden's a bad white person because of his policies, or Donald J. Trump is a bad white person, or Ron DeSantis is a bad white person who's betraying the white race because of the public policies these folks endorse. It's only black conservatives are told, we don't just disagree with you, you're betraying your race. You're a bad black person. Mm-hmm. Only black people deal with this. So this is frankly a racist attack.
It totally is.
Scott, as are the other racist attacks on black conservatives. Which
how dare you raise your head above the plantation, right?
How dare you do that? How dare you disagree with the viewpoint that we have decided you must embrace?
Right. And here's Tim Scott. What is he guilty of? The example of his character, his story, you know, to other young blacks, it counters the narrative that the Democratic Party particularly has been promoting here, DeRoy. I mean, you got to call it out for what it is, right? I mean, it's not the Republicans. It is the Democratic Party solely that are so afraid of somebody like Tim Scott. What does that say?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you let a guy like Tim Scott become more prominent, it sort of disproves the concept that this is a systemically racist country where black folks can't make it, we can't get ahead, it's a rigged system. The white folks are going to hold us down because they're the, congenitally oppressive race. And we black folks, you know, we can't make it because we're victims, and so we just have to sit back and, well, you know, let the left tell us what to do and wait for our you know, welfare checks. That's basically their attitude. Mm-hmm. And if you're a guy like Tim Scott, who, again, wasn't born, you know, the country club membership, spending weekends on yachts and playing croquet and so forth. He grew up in the poor part of Charleston and was actually a pretty bad student until high school when he met my mission Chick-fil-A. I believe he's a manager at Chick-fil-A, met him and mentored him, and he got serious and focused and got through school and graduated and then went into insurance and made money in the insurance industry and then ran for local office. He was in the state house in South Carolina, the U.S. House of Representatives, and now he's one of 100 U.S. senators. So somehow he's been able to make it. So if Tim Scott can make it, maybe it's really not as systemically a racist country as these people keep insisting. And maybe Ibram X. Kendi and Nicole Hannah-Jones and these other folks, Robin DiAngelo and the people behind critical race theory and the 1619 Project and all of those things, maybe they're wrong. And the left really can't let that happen because they've pretty much got all their chips in on the racism number on the roulette wheel.
Right.
Tim Scott disproves it, and if Tim Scott disproves what they're saying, they've got nothing left. The left is pushing the race stuff, and that's the only possible toehold towards power they've got. They've been discredited across the board on just about everything else.
Well, and the thing is, it's really pretty easy in a sense because it's all based on emotion. So when all the emotion is gone, the truth remains. And Tim Scott is the example of that, is he not?
He really is. I mean, he totally refutes their entire thesis, which is that this is a country born in racism, built specifically to advance slavery, that the American Revolution had nothing to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and independence from Great Britain. It had to do with keeping slavery going, which is ridiculous. I mean, you look at America's birth certificate, which is the Declaration of Independence, which we're going to celebrate on the 4th of July in about 4 or 5 weeks. And there's nothing in there about, yeah, we want to keep slavery going. Yeah, we're all doing this because we want to keep our slaves. That's not in there. Nothing like that at all.
Exactly.
Just garbage. But this is the garbage the left pushes. A guy like Tim Scott disproves that trash. And so what do? They trash him so that he doesn't gain in prominence or stature. And that just, again, shows how morally bankrupt the left is and how deeply racist the Democratic Party is.
You know, and here it is. The left will so casually throw out that four-letter word, love, right? I mean, to such a degree that it rings hollow. There's no passion. There's no ethos in that. But yet Tim Scott can say something as simple, love, unconditional love, binds hearts together.
He
says it in such a way that it rings so true in your heart. It's undeniable, DeRoy. I mean, that's what scares the hell out of me.
How dare he say such a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, talking about unconditional love. What a monster. What a terrible, terrible human being. Yeah, it's incredible to watch the left behave this way. But I think if there's any good news here, it is that a lot of black folks are looking at this and they're not being fooled, not being bamboozled. Very few people, I think, are aware of these figures, but Donald J. Trump went from winning 8% of the black vote in 2016 up to 12% of the black vote in 2020, increased by 50%. And specifically, 19% of black men voted for Donald J. Trump. Look at five black guys, one of them voted for Donald J. Trump. And the left is terrified that number will increase. What's astonishing right now is that Joe Biden's popularity approval rating among blacks has fallen from 82% in January 2021 when he came to town to 52%. He's down 30%. And, in fact, a survey by, I believe it was the ABC Washington Post poll that came out a couple of weeks ago, that survey found that 27% of black voters definitely or probably would vote for Donald J. Trump in 2020. If he wins 27% of the black vote, or even if he wins 20% of the black vote, he will be very, very reelected, and it will be a wipeout for Democrats. And they're terrified of this, and trashing Tim Scott is one way they think they can prevent that kind of a Trump reelection and huge Republican wave from taking place.
Well, this is why the Democrats are so desperate to keep the southern border open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because these are future voters. They're going to find a way somehow. I mean, it's undeniable. And I think that when you've got a majority of Americans, you know, clearly understanding that there were shenanigans that happened in 2020, there's nothing beyond this party of voter fraud. They are so desperate for power and control. You know, forget about the Constitution. Forget about morality. Forget about right versus wrong. That's out the door. It's about winning.
You got it. Absolutely. And look, with 5.25 million illegal aliens who've invaded this country under Joe Biden, I would not at all be surprised if some of them are voting in this coming election. Some of them may have voted already. We don't have voter ID in many places. People just walk up and say, here I am, give me a ballot. You can do it in Spanish or other languages, of course, because
exactly.
Any languages other than English. So if you're a poll worker and somebody comes up to you and says, yo quiero votar hoy, I want to vote today, say, great, wonderful, here's your Spanish language ballot. There you go. You don't have to show an ID. That's not necessary.
No. DeRoy Murdoch, Project 21 founding member, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. The Senate approves a deal raising the debt ceiling last night and averting default on our national debt. The 63-36 vote had 4 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and 1 independent voting no. The bill now goes to President Biden's desk ahead of Monday's deadline. Chair of the Senate Republican Policy Committee, Joni Ernst, has a feature called Open the Books. It reveals where American taxpayer money is going, and recently revealed money earmarked for American farmers is actually going to adversaries of the USA. Over the last handful of years, $490 million went to Chinese food producers and $870 million to Russian food entities. John Boyd Jr. on Fox News is the president of the National Black Farmers Association.
Well, you know, it's a real slap in the face here. This administration didn't stop farm foreclosures.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. It's always great to have you here. We've got Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org going to be joining us in just a few moments. He's written some great articles at the Stream.org, and you ought to check that out. That should be part of your daily investigation, is you check out what's going on between all the great stuff that Dr. John's writing about. And you got Al Parrado, of course, with the infamous Daily Brew that he puts out, the barista of the week who keeps us up to date with some brilliant commentary. Dr. John is with us right now. John, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, well, Bill, thank you.
Hey, great to have you with us. So I was just telling everybody to make sure they check out the stream.org for all your latest excellent and insightful writings, and especially for this time. I mean, with all the chaos and upside-down world in which we live in, John, I mean, it's like we've got plenty to write about, right?
Right. I kind of feel like I'm the bodyguard who stands up for the kids who are getting bullied by the thugs in the classroom.
It really has come down to that, hasn't it? I mean, because, and I'm glad you put that out, because I think people, you know, this has come upon us in such a way, and we're wondering what the heck is going on. But at every turn, and the thing is we know we've learned from life. You learn this in the first day of kindergarten, at least I did anyway, and that is that you can't tolerate the bully. You've got to bully a bully. If not, they own you for the rest of your educational life, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was always getting beaten up, standing up to bullies on other kids' behalf. And I didn't know that that would be my career, essentially. Because the left no longer even pretend to believe in objective reality, to believe in morality. They are still driving the car that is the West on the fumes from Christianity in the gas tank. It's just the fumes.
Exactly.
They have no explanation for why racism, intolerance, violence, for why these things are wrong. None.
Yeah.
In fact, because they claim to be Darwinian materialists, the fallen natural world is full of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And these people claim that you and I are no different from animals, except the one thing that sets us off from animals is we have 47 genders.
Yeah, at least.
That's all that's left of human dignity is what kind of seedy mental illnesses and sex perversions can you elevate to the level of a sacred identity so that if you don't like, I don't know, 47-year-old guy with a beard who's morbidly obese, who wants to dress in a little gingham frock like Shirley Temple and talk in a high, squeaky voice, if you don't want that guy running, you know, doing daycare for your kids, you are a bigot like the Southern sheriffs who sprayed civil rights workers with water hoses.
John, in Jonathan Cahn's book, Rise of the Gods, couldn't be more timely and insightful. I don't know if you've had a chance to read the book, but
very powerful, very intense book. Mm. You need to read it in small chunks because it's kind of overwhelming, reality.
Yeah, I keep telling Jonathan, I said, every time I read, certain things about his book, it chicken skins me. He didn't understand exactly what I meant when I said chicken skin, and he would just kind of laugh and go along, and I go, you don't understand what I'm saying. A chicken skin, it's like you get the creepy skin, what do they call that?
He thought you were talking about soup, and he had positive associations.
Exactly. That's what he was thinking. But it was. I mean, it's like, my goodness. I mean, I believe that what he reveals to us is revelatory. I mean, it's as if he had a one-on-one conversation with God, and God pulled back the veil and said, okay, get ready. Here's what's coming. And this is this madness and this level of intolerance. It's inhuman. This kind of stuff that's going on, like you say.
It's literally inhuman because it is demonic. We need to understand that the Democrats and the left more generally, they're not about good, sincere people who are misguided by bad arguments.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about people who are mentally ill. And it's not even about people who are fanatics. It's about people who are possessed, like the Gadarene swine in the gospel, that are galloping toward the cliff to drown themselves in the sea and want to drag us with them. That's where we are.
Yeah, I mean, at every turn, as you say, you got Bibbidi Bibbidi Boo at Disneyland welcoming kids, a guy with a mustache, and you've got Target doing what they're doing. You've got the nuns of self-indulgence who believe that you should sin more often. That's part of their mantra. And we've got 30 days of this craziness. I mean, it's to the point.
Pride
it's like,
month.
Yeah.
It's funny. At Yale, the conservative group, their way of countering Gay Pride Month, they made up T-shirts with the other six deadly sins. So there were people walking around with Gay Sloth Month, Gay Gluttony Month. I think that was the most brilliant response.
Oh, that's great.
Gluttony Month.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, And we have to. We have to push back. And then all, at the same time, John, we got to protect our kids. Because whether it's Target or Kohl's or, you know, go on down the line, I mean, this stuff is, you know, being thrown in your face. And, of course, their answer is, oh, you know, you got upset, so we're going to move it 20 feet back. Wait a minute, you know, this is nuts. And of course, you know, I mentioned this, that here we reserve one day for Memorial Day to honor the fallen that give us the liberties that we enjoy here in America today, as you say, as we're running on fumes here based on America's legacy. You know, and yet we give 30 days for, you know, this kind of display. And what is it at the end of what have they contributed to society? What is the contribution to society?
What are the gays proud of? Is it the promiscuity rate? Is it diseases like monkeypox that they keep introducing into the population? Is it the fact that they can't have children through their activity and they have to, you know, try to scoop up other people's kids through adoption? Is it, you know, what is it? What is the great contribution? Do they go through the pains of childbirth? You know?
Right.
What are gays proud of exactly? Insofar as they are gay, what is there to be proud of? I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Tell me about Will and Grace and campy Broadway musicals. I think what Pride Month is, apart from being a month named after the deadly sin that damned the angels, according to St. Augustine. It was pride that turned angels into devils. Apart from that, what it is thinly disguised self-hatred month, where they stare in the mirror and try to overcome the self-disgust and loathing and the sense of conscience about what they're doing that just flows up from within them because God has written that moral code on the human heart. And they force us at gunpoint to tell them how fabulous they are. So it's like, it's Patty Hearst month and we're all locked in the closet with our mouths taped shut.
Yeah, like you say, John, they're looking for forgiveness in all the wrong places. You know, they're not going to find it on this plane. Forgiveness only comes from God. That's where they need to be reconciled. And at that point, their value as a creation of God can be realized. And right now, it's nothing but mockery. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemerich. Stay right there. 18 before the top of the hour.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Dr. John and I were talking about earlier. Note this, that this is no surprise what's happening in our culture today, okay? God is on the throne. This is happening. This is, you know, a time and season where wheats and tares, Jesus talked about this, that wheats and tares would be growing up at the same time. And this is what's going on in the culture. Don't freak out. This isn't a time to abandon ship. You have got to hunker down and get back to first principles and draw yourself closer to God. Because that is what's needed in this time of madness. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up. You're going to be tolerant and find your faith being compromised in the process. And then after it's said and done, you're going to live with regret and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Now, Dr. John's AmericaStream.org has a great article. You've got to check this out. It says, mock the woke cult of Antichrist and taunt its priests of Baal. In a sense, here we are. Carmel, Mount Carmel has never left us, John.
That's right. That's right. And it's important we realize that when people say, what would Jesus do? I ask, I don't know. What's the context? Maybe he would raise the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he would do what he's going to do in the book of Revelation, which is, you know, blow the trumpet and open the seventh seal and destroy the unbelievers. I don't know what Jesus would do in this circumstance. Neither do you. But it's not always turn the other cheek. Jesus would not have been reprimanding the troops at Normandy that they needed to turn the other cheek against the Nazi murderers.
Exactly.
He would be cheering them on the way God the Father did, cheered on Joshua in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a simplistic, namby-pamby, almost masochistic caricature of Christianity, mm-hmm. which says, we must be winsome, we must be kind, we must be manipulative and passive-aggressive. And that has nothing to do with Christianity. Jesus mm-hmm. was that way for maybe 2.5 days. Mm-hmm. At the end of his life, in his passion, because it was his job to die on a cross for our sins.
Exactly.
He expects us all to bravely endure persecution if it happens, but he doesn't expect us to, or want us to seek it out. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want us to encourage it, and he doesn't want us to empower the bullies, thugs, sociopaths, groomers, and perverts of this world, i.e. the elites, who are running the country and increasingly the world. He doesn't want us to meekly take mandated vaccines made from dead babies and force them on children around the world and kick out soldiers who should earn their pension, kick them out of the military because they won't blindly obey. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much of what has been done in the last 10 years is so blatantly wicked and monstrous and subhuman and contemptible. And I wonder if our ancestors would relieve themselves on us if we were on fire, or if they would just walk away in disgust from the cowardice and weakness that the current generation has displayed when government tried to take away its most precious freedoms.
Exactly.
In this latest piece, I talk about the fact that I got a press release about a new book called Black People Breathe. I didn't know that. Did you know that? That black people also breathe? Yeah. I kind of thought they had gills and lived underwater. I don't know, because I'm trapped in a racist worldview. I don't even know anything about black people. Right. I didn't know they were biologically similar to yellow people and white people. Anyway, this book, Black People Breathe, the press release I got was about how the NAACP has issued a travel advisory for black people not to go to Florida because Florida is systemically racist and doesn't value or care about black people. Now, why? What has Florida done? I almost interviewed this. So the name of the book, Black People Breathe, it's a breathing expert. She has a Harvard MBA, which I'm sure she totally earned. No diversity involved there. And her book is all about how America is such a racist society and so oppressive to black people that black people need to learn special breathing exercises based on yoga so that they can manage their humiliation and rage that bubbles up at every moment of the day because of the sea of racism in which they are forced to swim. And Florida is an example of it because the NAACP said it's racist.
Just because they said it's racist. You know, I live in Florida, so I mean this is all new to me. Go ahead.
I was really tempted to interview this dim-witted author, and I had some questions for her that I was going to pose, like, when did they repeal the Civil Rights Act in Florida?
Right.
When did they make it illegal for black people to vote in Florida? And how did you find this out when no one else seems to know it?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some breathing exercises we can use to deal with such alarming, terrible news as that? Or is what's racist in Florida that the Governor Ron DeSantis is standing up against the groomers and perverts at Disney?
Mm-hmm.
The latest thing with Disney, they're doing a TV series where a teenage girl falls in love with Satan and gets pregnant with his baby. You know, just innocent, normal stuff.
Yeah,
just normal tolerance of your gay neighbor's right not to be harassed, right? No, it's something really dark and demonic and sort of pedophile. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we'll just call it racist because we can't openly say that we're pro-pedophile.
Right.
So we'll just call anyone who criticizes it a racist and count on the fact that most people won't think too hard about it. Really, the left level of argument has degenerated to the level of cooties, cooties, they got the cooties. That was the Never Trump Republicans, too.
Right.
I once wrote a column, Never Trump Republicans, : the president has cooties.
Yes.
So another question I have for her, what part of black culture endorses aborting children and cutting the healthy breasts off 12-year-old girls and castrating young boys? I'd like to know which part of African culture that's supposed to come from.
Mm.
Oh, wait, it's just a bunch of perverts trying to hide behind black people as human shields.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure.
Right,
so anyway,
exactly.
I was sorely tempted to interview this dimwit about her ridiculous book and and her opportunistic press release promoting it and repeating the lie that Ron DeSantis and the Republican majority in Florida are somehow racist because they don't support the darkest, most demonic perversions from the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the heart. I just thought, you know, I can't bring myself to talk to this person, even to expose how ridiculous she is. But we must recognize that what she's purveying is the cult of Antichrist. And what I mean by that is St. Paul warned about new gospels preached by Antichrists. And what that means is a worldview that is a cancerous perversion of Christianity. It takes the Christian DNA and twists it to produce something that fools people, but in fact is poisonous.
Yeah.
That is what the left is doing. It claims that it's offering the compassion that Jesus offered the adulteress who was going to be stoned to death by the crowd. But in fact, what it wants is to make adultery the norm and to stone any faithful heterosexual couple that wants to raise their kids.
Yeah. John, that is exactly the whole point of all this. You're spot on. They want to make sin acceptable. That's basically what it comes down to.
And virtue illegal.
Yes.
Virtue illegal.
Yeah.
They want to make sin mandatory.
Mm. Yes.
The way they're making ideological brainwashing for firemen and cops, much less teachers, you have to go through a sensitivity training that teaches you there are 47 genders and that basically beats Christianity and basic sanity out of you if you want to keep your job.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at what's going on in Florida, what Ron DeSantis is doing and the majority there that is, you know, controlling common sense. You know, the laws that they're enacting aren't just for white people. They're for everybody. They're for every citizen. You know, it's not like they're just calling out white people and saying, okay, people of skin color, you're set aside. You know, you're the exception.
You don't get to participate
in this. This is just so absurd and so dangerous. This is what's so terrible about it. Even, you know, Dwayne Wade, you know, the famous basketball player, you know, he's moving his family out because his son is trans and he has perceived that his son is unwelcomed. Now, I can tell you, I don't travel necessarily in those circles. But I think that what happens to a degree, even with people like D. Wade or anybody else, is it's a situation of self-indictment, as you said. We have a conscience. We have a God-given conscience. We know when we are violating God's law. Now, we can try
to
force our thinking. Go ahead.
We need to tell him your son is not trans. His teacher is a pervert, and his psychiatrist is committing malpractice. Your son is not trans. Nobody is trans. It's like nobody naturally needs a lobotomy.
Yeah.
It's a medical abuse that people are making money off of.
This is what it comes down to, without a doubt. He's the author and senior editor of Stream.org. Check it out, and check out this article. Mock the woke cult of Antichrist and taunt its priests of Baal. Dr. John Zemeric. Thank you, John.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.